Jim, back-to-back victories in the National League. It's been a fantastic start. Very few victories down here in Killarney, but you came through.
No, definitely. I think Kieran said there maybe it was 1988 since the last time Donegal won down here. So that's a long time. But no, happy, Brendan. Obviously, still a good bit to work on there. At this time of year, you would expect that. You're trying to put things together and build bits and pieces of the game plan and personnel and give people exposures and all that there. But, you know what you're going to get. They're going to come at some stage, and they did, and the crowd was behind them, and they got the goal and all that. So it was fantastic that they were able to kind of hold the head, a bit like last weekend as well, hold the head and see it through and get the scores when they were needed. And gives us a wee bit of room now, so it does 4 points on the board and still 5 games to go. Gives us a wee bit of, if you have no points on the board, it's not a nice place to be. And it was well signposted that this Division 1 was going to be seriously competitive, and it's playing out that way, the best teams in the country are in it. So we have to, I suppose, on the one hand, sort of enjoy that and take as much out of these games as we can heading into the summer.
Yeah, so many talking points in it, Jim. It's gone through the roof in terms of the dynamics of the game. But the huge thing is the kickouts. You know, at times we were losing our own, we were losing theirs. Then we go through a phase where we were dominating the kickout. Basically, whoever wins it, more than likely, is getting a shot away, and it is a huge aspect of the game.
Massive, Brendan, massive. Like, and it's probably sitting in at 50% at the moment for most teams, and the teams that are getting to 60 are doing well in the game. It's definitely, I suppose, it's an area that all the teams in the country will be looking at to see how they can make strides to try and retain possession, because it's very much 50-50, and it's a bit like the hurling. It leaves that moment when the ball goes into the sky, anything could happen, and we're seeing that. And then coming down the stretch in particular, fellas haven't got the energy levels to get back in, and there's going to be bloody noses. There is going to be bloody noses. There's going to be teams, beaten at the death this season, without a shadow of a doubt. It could have been us today, but we managed to find a way. But that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, and obviously losing Michael Langan, big blow at the start, Jim. Obviously Jason McGee was your main man in the air, the one fetch ball under pressure last year. Hopefully see him back. The way the game's played, Jim, the ball isn't going inside the way people kind of thought it would. Would it be more a role possibly when Michael comes back that he could be a target for kickouts out there with the physicality?
That's going to be very hard to do now if he's taking the kick out, Brendan.
You got me there. Even Michael Murphy would find that difficult, catch his own kicker.
Well, if any man could do that, it's Michael. Kick it up high enough.
But Jim, you mentioned just the game. You could see in the Dublin game last week too, where there's a lull kind of maybe between 12 and 15 minutes to go, because just the fatigue of players going up and down the pitch. So subs coming in, I know obviously Ryan McHugh fast playing pitch here today, had a phenomenal game, but Jamie Brennan coming in and the contribution that he made off the bench as well, and we had it from Patrick McBurdy last week. Those are the differences, Jim, when you have that sprinkling of dynamic play to come in. It's huge,
and we have to find more players for that, because those fellas coming in off the bench, all of them have to carry that impact, and there's a lot of tired bodies there, Brendan. 15 minutes to go on both teams, there was a lot of players. Like, we were in a phase of play there when we lost the ball. I think maybe Kieran Moore or out on the right wing at one stage, or Conor Donald, was very, very tight, and they were too tired to support the ball. That's the bottom line. And we had possession, and we had the overload, an established attack, and there were still the energy levels weren't there, so the demands are serious at the moment. Demands are serious at the moment. But listen, we'll keep going, we'll keep working on things, and we'll our man next weekend, that's another big game for everybody in Donegal, and they're all Ireland champions, and they're going to be travelling in huge numbers, so that'll be a really good experience for the boys again. Spectacle and competitiveness and atmosphere, and sure, listen, that's what you want.